Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, everyone. This is Ryan Cote with the Morning Upgrade Podcast. And today I'm speaking with Dean Brown. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Doing well, Ryan. Good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. I'm excited to speak with you. Why don't we start off by you telling everyone who you are and what you do and what your interests are?
My name is Dean Brown. I'm a holistic life coach. I help professional men and dads by providing a high performance holistic life coaching program. It's a personal reality type approach with business orientation, as well as some law of attraction in there to keep everybody tuned and online. And I help everybody either start or build a business to seven figures plus. And I also like to introduce a multi-stream approach to things.
Yeah, I saw on your site that I didn't realize Law of Attraction has a coaching certification program. That's pretty cool. I've read the book. I didn't realize they had that program.
They do. Yeah, that's quite awesome, actually, because a lot of people don't even understand the Law of Attraction, let alone how to master it. And it really does run your life. So I'm very, very thankful I have that part.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your interests? What do you enjoy doing?
I'm a big fan of 4x4 off-roading. I took a 2015 Colorado and I put a big lift kit on it. And a bunch of, a nice big winch on it. And I like to go off-road where nothing else can go and then just be amazed at what my truck can do and where we can go. Oftentimes we'll get into a situation where my wife will say, I got to get out. I can't take it. And it's amazing what you can do with a good machine and a good mindset to keep going. I really enjoy that. And of course, I like gardening and renovating. I like to build my own, or at least fix my own house up and make sure that everything's the way I want it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's... off-roading, I saw pictures. It looked pretty intense.
Yeah, well, when you get into a water crossing and the water's like you could reach out your window and there's your hands are getting wet, it's you're thinking, okay, you better not stop because you're going to be in trouble if you have to stop.
So, have you ever gotten stuck?
I have got stuck, but thankfully not that deep in water before. It's always been in a situation where you can get out and get a winch line on there and pull yourself out type of thing. So thankfully never in deep water.
Very neat. So let's talk about your morning routine. Morning Upgrade is a personal development podcast. I like to talk about morning routines, personal development, habits. I like to talk about business too, which we can get into. But sure. Why don't you tell everyone what your morning routine looks like?
Well, actually, my morning routine starts the night before. What I do the night before is I review the day, how I did, the wins. I focus on the wins. I'm never a self-judgment kind of guy because that just holds you back. And I, just to become aware of the things that I'm going to be needing to focus on the following day. I have a 5-point system. So after I wake up at 5 o'clock, I like to do some gratitudes, affirmations, do some meditation, some stretching with yoga. And then there's a pair of friend ladies of mine that have a podcast that starts at 6:30. And I follow them. They do a mindset type of thing where they follow through with books like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People or Joe Dispenza's Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and they go through a chapter a day. And I just they're also my live event broadcasters for when I do coaching events. So they can go live on YouTube and LinkedIn and stuff like that for me when I'm doing that sort of thing. But anyways, after I do that, I get into that 5-point system where one of those is about my family and the other 4 about income producing activities, building my business, helping other people build theirs. And I go through all that sort of thing. And then of course I'm helping clients, helping people build their business or start a business. I also do some affiliate marketing. So I use, I have the beautiful opportunity to use prepaid vacations as an incentive. I'm able to share those unlimited prepaid vacations with people to help them build their business. So once I get all that done, the day is mine and I'm able to work on myself and self-development. If you're not working on yourself, you're not developing, and I can't help people either to do the things they need to do to build themselves if I'm not doing the same thing myself. So that keeps me busy.
It's a pretty detailed morning routine. There's a lot of questions were coming up in my mind, but first thing I want to point out is the one book you mentioned, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I'm actually reading that right now, ironically. I'm reading the 25th year anniversary version.
Beautiful.
It's a great book, man. It's a little bit dense, I guess. Like every page is very detailed, but there's so many nuggets of wisdom that you can pull from it. I highly, highly recommend that book.
And the beauty of that book is that it's timeless. It was written, my goodness, almost 100 years ago, back in the 30s that was written. And it's amazing how timeless true wisdom really is. I mean, those habits are the same habits that anybody that wants to be successful just needs to embrace that once they understand them and just keep practicing those habits.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I like that you mentioned was the fact that you you have five things that you try to focus on during the day. That resonated with me because I used to keep part of my morning routine. I have a to-do list. I create a to-do list, and it used to be semi-long, and it started stressing me out when I would look at it. And now I keep it to four things, three things, you know, I'm going to do for work or family. And then one person I'm going to recognize that day, word of encouragement or whatever the case is, recognize them for something. And so that much shorter list, when you're forced to create a short list like that, it forces you to only put down the things that are really, really important for that day. And I think it's made things a lot more simple. So I resonate with that part of your routine.
And the beauty of it is too, you can also focus a little more intently with a lot more success when you're not worried about, oh my goodness, I've got 20 things I got to do today. It can be overwhelming. You said that yourself. When you get too much of a list going on, you can almost be guaranteed you're not going to get something done, right? Or at least if you do, you haven't done everything well.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew when I started feeling stressed looking at it, I was like, all right, I got to change something here. This is not sustainable.
If you haven't even started yet and you're stressed, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Dean, I know you, I know a big focus of your coaching business is on mindset. When it comes to mindset, and really my question is more along the lines of happiness, but the two of them are related. What is your approach to happiness? Like, how do you work on your happiness? And how do you recommend how do you help your clients with their happiness?
The whole point of it is judgment. And I'm talking about judgment from the external as well as the internal. If you're always telling yourself something negative, then you're never going to find a way to tell yourself something positive. And the whole point of being happy, being positive, is not focusing on the negative. Now, be aware of it, learn from it, but don't let it be the thing that drives your mindset. Now, we're born with two things. We're born with awareness and choice. And in that, we need to be aware of what we're thinking and how we feel about it. And if we're having thoughts that are making us anxious or angry or sad, then we're already on the right track. But the beautiful thing is that you can become aware of that. You can let yourself know that, hey, wait a second, this is a negative thought. And that's where the awareness comes in. And once you realize that, hey, wait a second, I'm holding myself back here. I'm being my biggest obstacle. Then you can step into that other thing you're born with, which is choice. And you can actually say, hey, this is my opportunity to make a difference for myself and for the people that I deal with. You know, if you're in corporate, you're going to be dealing with, you know, your superior, unless you're the president. You're going to be dealing with team members if you're on a project. You're going to be dealing with people that work under you if you're in supervision, or if you're just a guide on the team. You still have to be aware that not only does this have to work for you, but it has to work for the people around you. So just don't let other people hold you back by what they go through, because trust me, it's not about you when other people are giving you a hard time. So happiness is a choice, my friend. You just have to be aware that you're not in that moment. And the whole thing is, people tend to think about the past or the future, and they get stressed about those things. They either live in something that happened to them in the past, or they're stressing about something that hasn't happened yet. And they don't allow themselves to be thankful and grateful for what they already have now.
Yeah, a lot of nuggets of wisdom in what you just said. I think it's freeing that you said that you don't have to completely avoid your negative thoughts, because that is natural to have them. It's more about recognizing them and then moving past them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's excellent. Let's go to the entrepreneur side. Before we start recording, you were talking about some challenges that you had in businesses 10, 15 years ago. And not that I want to have a negative conversation here, but it's more about overcoming the challenges. Everyone has challenges. You went through some of them. Sounded like it was pretty intense. And I'd like to talk about how you got over them, how you overcame the challenges.
The reality of it is that until you actually choose that you want to make a difference for yourself, you're not going to. And I didn't at first, because I didn't understand that I was doing it wrong. I was just going with, you know, the needs of my family. It was just after 2008, and the economy had collapsed, and I was in a manufacturing job at the time and went into business for myself after that. And it wasn't that I didn't know what I was doing. It's just that I wasn't being aware of all of the factors involved. So I spent a lot of my time actually trying to get people to pay me. I spent more time doing that than I did actually doing the work that earned that money. So it's an opportunity for all of us to take stock. Are we in the right place? Are we approaching everything from the right angle? Are we working with the right people in our lives? Are we planning in such a way that we're, you know, like we mentioned earlier, do you have too many things on your plate and you know you're not going to get to them, so you've already started from a negative place? Are you seeing some wins every day? Are you celebrating those wins, right? And are you in a place where, you know, are you leaving yourself short just by the simple fact that you haven't planned all that well? So for me, it's one of those things where we just have to take a moment. And that's why I meditate, to be true to myself, to understand that I'm doing not only this, you know, thing that whatever it is everybody's doing for myself, but also for the people in that I'm related. You know, everybody is a stakeholder in your life, whether it's the guy at the coffee shop, the gas station, the restaurant, where you work. All these people have a stakeholder in how you treat them. So that's a big part of it, because if you're stressed out, if you're the guy that's always grumble, then, you know, you're not going to go forward very far or very fast, because nobody's going to want to help you. And the big thing, I just said the big thing there is, don't be afraid to ask for help.
With the stakeholder part, yeah, I read somewhere that one guy's advice was to treat everyone, you know how like a business can leave a review on you, like a person can leave a review on a business.
Absolutely.
His recommendation was go through your whole life and treating people like they're going to review you. You want to treat people with kindness. And so that was his recommendation. I'm sure you have some habits, of course, and probably ones that helped you get through the challenges. What are your daily habits now that you rely on to grow your business and to grow your personal growth?
First of all, I mentioned it earlier, reaching out for help. I don't try to do everything alone. If you're trying to do everything alone, you're already in a spot where you can't win. There's people out there that are willing to help you, and you should be willing to ask for that help. And the best help of all is a coach. For the last quite a while now, I've had more than one coach. I have several mentors. Depends on the business that I'm working in. I do have a multi-stream business going on, so I have multiple mentors. I have multiple coaches. If you're not spending money on the help you're getting, then you're not getting the help you need. You know, if you're not willing to invest in yourself, then no one's going to be willing to invest in you. So the awareness of how much you build yourself is a direct reflection of how much you can help other people build themselves.
If you look at basketball, I mean, I'm a huge fan of coaches, huge fan of masterminds. And if you look at, you know, sports, even the top athletes like Michael Jordan, some would argue he's the best basketball player ever. He had multiple coaches. So even people at the top of their game, they still need, an outside perspective on how to improve things.
I mean, you could take that one step further and talk about that greatest golfer in the world, Tiger Woods, right? And he had a coach all the way through. I mean, it started out being his dad, but he had the awareness that, for me to get better, I have to change this stance. I have to change my swing. And he always reviewed what he did, and he always did it with a coach. So that's powerful. If you really, really want to reach the pinnacle of who and what you are, you need help to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, masterminds too, I belong to a mastermind. I almost look at it as like a board of directors. We've got people that, they get to know you over time, and they get to know your personality and your situation. And you can, it's a group that you can bounce ideas off of that really know you well. I think that community aspect is very, very important.
Extremely important. If you don't have a place to go where there's people better than you, then you're never going to get examples of things you can do differently or better.
Definitely. So Dean, I've got one more question for you, and then I'd like to wrap up with you telling everyone how they can learn more about you, your website or whatever link you want to share. So my question, I want to go back to mindset, because I know it's a big focus of yours. If you can give someone only one piece of advice around mindset, like your number one tip, what would it be?
I would suggest, don't judge yourself. Give yourself a break. Find the things you've done well. Don't focus on the things you haven't done well. When you do notice the things that you haven't done well, don't beat yourself up with them. Understand that that's where you have to build yourself up to improve yourself, and then ask for that help. Always celebrate your wins and learn from your some people call them failures. I call them lessons. And keep in mind that the universe is always putting something in front of us to teach us how to get to that next level. So it's not a problem. It's an opportunity for growth.
And when you say don't judge yourself, what popped into my mind is my middle daughter. She seems to have a habit of negative self-talk, and she's only 8. I'm trying to put the kibosh on that. Do you have any tips around eliminating self-talk?
Absolutely. So every time you're into a self-talk situation, and this would be wonderful for your daughter to be coached through by your dad, is just take her aside and say, okay, so you've done this poorly, but what were you trying to do? And better than that, what did you do well while you were working on it? Like, I'm sure it's not a complete loss. There had to be something you did well in the meantime. And she may say no at first, But as you work on that, and as you give her some, you know, some fatherly love and encourage her, just let her know that, hey, wait a second, I know you've done things well, and I know you're a good person. So let's look at the positive side, and then say, you know, what was the lesson inside that? There's no need to beat yourself up.
Yeah, that's great advice. Thanks, Dean. I appreciate that. This was a great conversation. I really enjoyed speaking with you. Someone wants to learn more about you and connect with you, what's the best website they can go to?
They would be going to www.mypersonalreality.ca. I'm in Canada, so it's a .ca. And I have what's called a link tree. And that's linktree.com/CoachDeanBrown. And that would have you with the opportunity to click on anything that I do. Coaching assessment, building a business assessment, going to all my different social media pages, all that sort of stuff.
That's a great idea. Linktree. Yeah, we'll link up both of those in your show notes page.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks, Dean. I appreciate your time. Great conversation. And thanks everyone for listening.
I enjoyed that too. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.